The amount of school supporting taxes Utah residents paid for each $1,000 of personal income fell from $39 to $28 between the years 1995 and 2014.
Tuition is having to cover more and more of the costs. Tuition used to cover about a quarter, and now it covers about a half, just because there's not enough money to go around, either for K-12 or for our colleges and universities in the state.
Sean Tigan is Utah Foundation Research Director. Utah Foundation researchers looked at changes to Utah's tax code, like the Truth in Taxation process, and a 1996 constitutional amendment that allowed income tax revenue to be diverted from kindergarten to 12th grade schools to support higher education, and how those affected school funding.
So you can say, okay, we're going to fund more of higher ed with the income tax, and that will free up some sales tax for other things. It's not like higher ed is getting rich off this or anything. It's just that there's not enough money to go around.
Tigan says despite lawmakers adding hundreds of millions of dollars to the education budget in recent years, inflation and enrollment growth have effectively absorbed those dollars, leaving little for school investment.
Maybe we as Utahns are content with the amount of money we're putting into K-12 and into higher ed. Increases in taxes can have potentially negative effects on the economy. So it can have positive effects on the economy and negative effects. It's a balancing act. We have to decide.
In 1995, Utah ranked 7th in the nation for K-12 education funding. 20 years later, Utah is ranked at 37th in the nation. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.